Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Bamidbar, Numbers 1:1 through 4:20, The Big Picture. A distinct way of reading the scriptures is evident when we peel back the layers of religious and cultural sediment that have accumulated in our minds. One of the ways to do this is by returning to the original language of the Torah. A prime example of this is found in the book of Numbers. In Christian tradition, the book of Numbers is so named because of the first 4 chapters, which seem to be written by the Israelite Census Bureau. It appears to be entirely preoccupied by the number of the various tribes and subgroups within the children of Israel. From the opening lines of "Take a census of all of the congregation of the people of Israel by clans," that's chapter 1, verse 2, until the end of chapter 4, it appears that the Torah has little to offer us other than its obsession with the number of people in the various camps within Israel. But are numbers the only thing the Torah is trying to communicate to us in this parsha? How we read the Torah depends on our perspective. One person's way of reading a passage may differ vastly from another's. For the casual reader, making it through the first 4 chapters of the book of Bamidbar is nothing less than an endurance test. If we are oblivious to the big picture, our current reading can seem like a waste of time. However, if we can zoom out and see the bigger picture that the Torah is trying to paint for us, then everything begins to come into focus. Let's briefly zoom out to take a look at one perspective of this. The name of our parsha is Bamidbar, which is also the Hebrew name of the book of Numbers. But interestingly, the word Bamidbar doesn't mean numbers. Bamidbar means in the wilderness, from the word midbar, meaning wilderness. It is taken from the first verse in our reading. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness, Bamidbar, of Sinai. From the onset of this new book of the Torah, we're given a reminder of the context of what we were about to read. The children of Israel are no longer slaves in the land of Egypt, nor have they reached the land of promise. They are still in the wilderness, on their way to Canaan, the land that they will one day call home. Although they are not yet in a time of war, the Lord is having them take a census in preparation for the many battles that lie ahead of them. Entering into the land will not be a waltz in the park. It will require a huge effort on their part. Now is their time of preparation. Now is their time for self-assessment. Now is their time to fine-tune their listening skills so that they can hear their commander-in-chief. Sometimes we feel we are lost in the wilderness. Sometimes we can't see the forest because of the trees. Sometimes the big picture gets lost in the details of everyday life. But if we realize that our Creator has an ultimate game plan and that our lives are a thread in the tapestry of the kingdom, we might just be able to zoom out and see the beauty of what He is creating. Just as a tapestry is made up of thousands, if not millions, of individual threads, so too is the tapestry of the kingdom made up of billions of individuals working toward the purpose of our Creator. It's easy to get frustrated with thread number 3,986,105 and lose sight of the ornate beauty on the other side of the cloth. Are we looking at our lives as merely numbers in a list, or as a midbar of preparation for our task that is in front of us? Parshat Bamidbar may help us to shift our perspective toward the proper direction if we take it to heart. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.